Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Authorities have raided businesses in central Durban as they crack down on counterfeit goods and non-compliant electronics. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has been watching law enforcement operations unfold on Victoria Street.
A joint operation between the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications, Itakwini Metro Police, and other agencies is targeting shops selling unapproved products. These include food items, automotives, chemicals, and materials. Inspectors are pulling boxes of goods off shelves, from light bulbs and hair clippers to fans and other electronics, anything suspected of falling short of safety standards. The operational manager for the NRCS, Donovan Ceceros, says all products must meet compulsory service standards before reaching consumers.
Once we have approval from the NRCS, they will get a certificate, what we call a letter of authority. That letter of authority allows them to sell this product in the market.
Officials say sanctions will be issued and seized goods taken to a warehouse where a decision will be made on whether they're destroyed. Down the road, food shops are also being raided as part of the broader compliance operation. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban CBD.
Crime intelligence boss Dumisani Khumalo has confirmed a letter from a senior state prosecutor warning of threats against witnesses in the murder case of Vereeniging engineer Armand Swart. Swart was shot 23 times outside his workplace last year in a presumed case of mistaken identity. Khumalo has read part of the letter while continuing his testimony at the Madlanga Commission. In the letter, the prosecutor pleaded for two witnesses to be urgently protected, saying their lives were in danger from organized criminals seeking to derail the trial and destroy evidence.
You are requested to urgently arrange for the safeguarding of witness A and B. Their lives are in danger. It has become easier with Tao, the former warrant officer, having unlimited access to technology and his syndicate.
A man's begun serving a hefty prison term for mass murder. The Durban High Court has sentenced Spamandla Gumede to life plus 40 years for crimes committed 2 years ago. The 30-year-old has shot six people at the Uganda informal settlement in Umlazi. Five of the victims died and one was left wounded. Here's the police's Robert Netsiunda.
Should investigative work unmask the identity of the suspect, and with efforts of finding proving insufficient, dedicated investigators connected the dots and found that the man they were looking for was in Kalakabusha prison following his arrest on a different case of murder which had committed in Esho.
And the death toll from a week of flooding and record rains in central Vietnam has risen to 40. Several provinces have been deluged by torrential rain, turning streets into canals, bursting riverbanks, and inundating some of the country's most visited historic sites. Up to 1.7 meters fell over a 124-hour period. The Weather Bureau there has warned another powerful storm threatens to batter the region. Typhoon Kalmayagi is forecast to make landfall in the early hours of Friday. The top story, authorities have raided businesses in central Durban as they crack down on counterfeit goods and non-compliant electronics. Go to ecr.co.za for more local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dinyong Pahlele.